Now we're seeing an uptick in the jobs market. Business owners are feeling more confident now that the COVID-19 vaccine is becoming more widely available. The Labor Department reported today that employers added 379,000 jobs in February, mostly in sectors hit hard by the pandemic like bars and restaurants and hotels. But there is still about 10 million fewer jobs compared to a year ago. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hey, Ali.
Hi, Tanya.
So this jobs report exceeded expectations. What were the biggest gains?
Well, exceeded by a lot. And as you said, they tended to be in the leisure and hospitality sector, hotels, museums, resorts, amusement parks, restaurants. Of the 379,000 net new jobs added in February, 355,000 were in those categories. And when you subdivide that even further, food service itself was the vast majority of those gains, 285,000. So of all the gains we were expecting in February, we exceeded it by a lot, and more than the total anticipated number were just in food services. So that, you know, you're hearing around the country some restrictions being let up, some museums opening, some restaurants opening, and bars in places where they were closed with minimum number of people allowed. And that's what you're seeing reflected in this job creation.
Interesting. Another thing we're seeing is manufacturing activity is also at a three-year high, but that sector only added about 21,000 jobs last month. Why are manufacturers lagging behind the pace of demand?
Well, it's because manufacturing is costly. So if you a year ago or 6 months ago thought that this was going to be something that was going to be a long-term shutdown, a lot of workers, manufacturing workers cut, or a lot of manufacturing plants and employers cut their workers to preserve cash during the initial months. What we saw is that a lot of people quit the labor force last year because of those concerns. So we're now seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, a number of these manufacturers getting back online and saying, let's get our factories going, let's get our people back in a safe way and try to prepare for sort of a comeback. Because there's a lot of speculation that the comeback might be very strong because of pent-up consumer demand, things that they haven't been spending on and doing in the last year, they may start to do once people start to emerge back into society.
Okay, so I'm sorry in advance, Ali. The question I'm about to ask you right now is a big one, but only 61% of the labor force is actually contributing to the economy right now. What do you think it's going to take to help more people return to the workforce?
So that's
in light of the pandemic.
Yeah, because people think that with, you know, if we've got 6% unemployment, that must mean 93% of, 94% of people are working. And that's not true. We're usually only ever in the 60s, the labor force, because there's some people who can work but choose not to, or went back to school, or are raising a family, that sort of thing. But this number, 61%, is substantially lower than it has been historically. We are going to need to see sort of a more wholesale opening up of society when that's deemed to be safe in order to see more people going in. Until then, we are not likely to see even in the mid 60% of available people working. But remember, even when we are at normal, we never exceed sort of the high 60s. A lot of people don't work for lots of other reasons. So we won't see that number recover for a while.
Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. As always, thank you so much and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Tanya.